if you look at history, you have history to look at because the NHL has gone on strike or there's been lockouts, you know, three times in the last couple of decades. I mean, it's really been a roller coaster for fans, and hockey fans have to be passionate and loyal because the league doesn't give them a choice. And this collective bargaining agreement, 10-year deal, we understand, could be finalized as soon as Tuesday, and then a 48 to 50 game schedule would be played starting later this month.
For a lot of people, there's been an emptiness in their lives without the National Hockey League.
Yeah. No kidding, because you're forced to watch, you know, football or basketball, and how much of that can you take during the hockey season? And therefore, this is, you know, clearly good news for fans, for players, whatever. The question of will they come back, we've heard a lot of grumblings that fans would like to boycott. They'd love to stick it to the NHL. They'd love to show them who's boss, and then, of course, they're like, well, but we have to watch hockey.